Simon Aleph Siv Hey. So this is a quote from the tour. Tov Lomer Parshas Akedah, which many Siddurim have Parshas Akedah in it. It also says you should say Parshas Amon, Vaser Sadibrus, or Parshas Ela, Vamincha, Ushtoma, Vachatas, Vashem. It would be a good idea to say these Parshas every single day. So many people have the Kedah in the Siddur. We don't actually say Parshas Ola Mincha Yishlam Mechatas Hashem. We say the Perek of Ezel Makayman, which talks about the basic halachas of the Ola, the Mincha, not the Mincha, actually the Ola, the Shlam Mechatas and the Hashem. But it's Tov Lomer to say the Parshias in case a person has any Chiyuv, so he would be able to be. We have a concept in the Neshama from Mitzvah Seinu. We could be Yotze our Chiyuv through saying it, so it'd be good to say it. Actually, some Siddurim have the whole Parsha, the Parshias printed in them. Some of the, I think Rabbi Aaron Siddur has the Elias Elio has the actual Parshias, and the Vilna Siddur, so the Siddur Vilna. Siddur Vilna, see, he has also all of the Parshias printed in there. So that's a nice spread. Now, the saying of Teres Adibris is an interesting thing because the Gemara says originally they said a Teres Adibris every single day. But they stopped doing it because of Terumas Aminim, but the Gemara says in Brachos that there was a group of people which came along and claimed that the only thing which was really given as Torah was the Teres Adibris and nothing else. So in order to not give credence to that by saying reading Teres Adibris, we stopped doing it. So the Gemara adds, but Dafka B'yachid, Mutar Lomer Teres Adibris B'chol Yom, Abul Oser, Lavan Mitzibur. You can't say the Mitzibur, and this is the Chumash Rashi. But because of this Gemara over there, that the that they were claiming that there was nothing else other than the Seres Adibris. Okay. Parshas Akedah Yud Gimel Sifkat Yud Gimel. So you say Parshas Akedah Kadam Parshas Kabbonis. So Akedah should be said before the Kabbonis, which is the way we have it. And the reason behind that, never doesn't say exactly why the reason behind that is, but the schus of Klal Yisrael developed the relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu that Avraham Avinu was willing to potentially be makir for his son Yitzchak. That was the schus why we have the Kabbonis. So the order is Akedah, then the Kabbonis. These parshas can be said even on Shabbos, as opposed to you can't say the reason why you say the parshas Oyelo Mincha Shalom Chatos Osham wasn't the limud. We learn Ezel Makayman according to some reasons as a limud. The reason why they said the suggestion said the parshas in case you had a chiyuv korban, you should mention that, but you can't be marked with the korban on Shabbos. There's no reason to say the parshas on Shabbos either. Vain die by Mira. Now the point of these parshias is not just to say them. The point is that we should take the lesson to heart, and that's the point. And this is he quotes this. If you look at this idea, he said it's a Morgan of Rome. The Magen Avraham quotes it from the Beit HaBachai. The Beit HaBachai mentions this minute of the tour. So mentioned the Beit HaBachai also already, who was a Talmud of the Ramban. So, which is pretty much, I guess, a parallel because the tour was the son of the Rosh. The Beit HaBachai and the Rosh were contemporaries. So the Beit HaBachai and the Rosh, Rosh's son, both mentioned this idea. So Ben Machai says you should have you should absorb the lesson. Okay, Mashomer beGemara Kol Emer Tila LaDavid Shalosh Pamim B'Chol Yoyim Move That Chloshu Ben Am Habav.
Just absorb what lesson?
What we mentioned before you came to me. That which is a person is muvtach that he's a ben alam haba by saying the parsha, the paragraph, the capital of Tila the David, gamkin by fenzeh, doesn't mean to say it. It means to think about it. I know this is not a musar. You know, I tell you this siman that has a lot of musar in it, but it's not a musar shir though. You know, we say Tilla the David, because also what's unique about Tilla the David is two elements in Tilla the David. It has the Aleph base, and it has the Pasuk of Pesach HaShadachot. So really the point of the Pesach Tzedakah is the person is supposed to come to Madrega, really accepting that fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the source of everything. So I had a Maisa once when I was in Kerlo, this goes back a lot of years ago, 20 plus years ago, probably 25 years ago already. I needed some financial issue came up, and I needed a sum of money, which I had no way that I was going to get that sum of money any way, shape, or form. So I was a little bit worried about it. So I came to Mincha, and I said, I'm saying the Pasuk Pesach Tzedakah is the whole Karet Zayin. Why am I worried? If I believe in this, why am I worried? And if I don't believe it, why am I just going to the next Pasuk then? And it's not, the point isn't to say it, the point is to say it, you know? So I said, I'm not leaving this Pasuk until I relax. So I repeated it again and again and again until I relaxed. It took me 40 times maybe, you know, to say the Pasuk. So I said, you know what, now I'm ready to go to the next Pasuk. So that's the pshat. Now, of course, the Chassidish part of the Maisa is, you want to hear the Chassidish part of the Maisa, right? The literature part of the Maisa was that I worked on myself and I said the Pasuk correct.
So we covered that already.
Oh, good. We did the literature part of the Maisa. Chassidish part of the Maisa was, at the end of the week, I get a letter from a chaver of mine who went into nursing homes. Never before, never again. I never got a check from him. He says, you know, I've been thinking about you. You might need some money. I sent you a check. He sends me a check. Covers the whole amount that I needed.
Wow.
So
that's
the signature part of the mice. But that's the better part of the mice is the literature part of mice. You went to Tarvadas.
Depends on your perspective.
Yeah, you went to Tarvadas. Okay. The Talmud Lemiris calls that. Now, why do we say these different parashiyos? What's the reason behind them? Ki parsha keda can at least kill the schus of us b'chol yom. We want to mention the parsha of keda, but talk the schus of Abraham Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu. We got keda hakniya Yitzchak k'moshe Moshe Yitzchak Nafshay. We get a schus. We sort of buy into the power of the obvious that they were able to bend their will to the will of Kadosh Baruch Hu. We should get some of that connection also. Parsha Zamon. So we need to absorb the fact that the Bereshit is the source of sustenance, and it comes directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In a very specific way, the Bereshit apportions it. The more you work, the less you work. Whatever amount of hishtalus was, there's a gzera upon you, that's what you're going to get. So if you try and do more, it's not necessarily going to be beneficial. Now it's interesting, I just tell you, there's an interesting Rabbi Aaron Cutler, who sometimes asked this question, is it possible that a person through Hishtadlis will get more money? We Hishtadl more, will get more money. He said yes, but you're going to pay for it. In other words, the Russian was willing to.
Expenses are going to go up.
Something's going to happen. I would ask, would you be willing? How much were you willing to pay that shouldn't have happened? So you exchanged it. You had that happen, and you got your money. You know, you could have not had the money and not had that happen to you. So your kid got into an accident. I would have paid $100,000. It shouldn't have happened. Okay, so you got $100,000, and you had the accident. You know, you can if you push hard enough, you can get it. Not necessarily a good idea, though. That was his point. It wasn't necessarily a smart idea to do that. Oh, I forgot to call him. Somebody asked me to call him for this year. I forgot to call him. Okay. Wait 1 second.
Verizon Wireless.
Okay. V'isiv Yerushalmi Brochus Kolarim Parshas Amon Muvtach Lo Shelo Yismatu Mazon Hosov. So the person says Parshas Amon regularly, so he will not lose his Mazonus. That didn't work. That allows us to be a reminder of Maimon Har Sinai. Etc. So by saying the parshiyos, we're going to get all of them kilu hikriv. So you should say all the parshiyos. Now, so the parshiyos that he gives over here are Oila, Mincha, Shlomim, Chatas, and Oshim. Because any one of those are possibly brought in a situation where a person has a responsibility to bring them. So katas and osham are very clearly something which a person has a chiyuv to bring in case you did something wrong. There's a certain, depending what your avera is, you'd be chayv katas or osham. An oila, Chazal say, is a person has a chiyuv to bring an oila if he was mevatel an asay. So you can bring a korban oila as a kapara. Mincha, certain scenarios of mincha could theoretically be replaced of a chatos. Shlomim in general is not brought as a korban, which was a kapara. Shlomim is brought as a present to Kadosh Baruch Hu as a derman, which I theoretically want to say I can do that also. I can do that through my speech. I can make such a thing. It's not the same as the other ones. Shlomim, who had done Parshas Torah, and we suggest saying Parshas Torah also, Mishabur Yodalad. The Gam Hibachal Shlomim, that's also included under the umbrella of saying Parshas Shlomim. Vacha Erlo Shlomim Vatayda, Yermer Parshas Nesachim. Then these, a carbon Erlo and a carbon Shlomim in a Torah, which is a form of a Shlomim, there is a bit of bringing together with it Nesachim. So you should say the Parsha of the Nesachim. So you would say those parshiyos also. All of that should be preferably be said.
This is all before Pesukim
Zimmer. This is all before Pesukim Zimmer. Yeah. You have to get a head start or learn how to daven fast. Those are the two choices. Hi, Adam. I'm putting you on speaker, okay? Okay. Chatos. Sivkot and Tezvov. I'm going to Rosh Hashanah. The Yudeh Shei Chayv Chatos. A person's reading the Parshas Chatos, and he knows specifically that he's Chayv Chatos. He should say, Yermer Parshas Chatos Kodem. So there's a Mogen Rambam going based on there's a Gemara, and the Gemara says the person wants to bring two Karbanos, and he brings someone to bring a Chatos, and let's say a Shlomim. So the correct order is Chatos and then Shlomim, because first you want to use the Chatos as the Kapara and get back in the good graces by bringing the Chatos, and then you make the offering. It's not proper to you come in with your the guy comes in, you know, with the insult and he hasn't apologized yet, and makes a present. That's very tacky. So first you apologize, as it were, and then you make the present afterwards. So the correct order is, so that's halachically correct, that the order is Chatos and then Shlomim. The Mogen Rambam is makbid on it, even in the order of saying the parshiyos. So that is the other person who do not seem to take it that far. We say the parshiyos, that kilu hikriv, that the order has to be ma'akev. They hold it's not ma'akev. The order is not ma'akev. If you look at the Bir Halacha, he actually delineates exactly how, when you say the different parshiyos, exactly where you start and where you end. He goes through all the different sukkim and points out where it starts and where it ends and what you should say. Yes?
The Magen Avraham seems to be saying, Dafka, if you know that you're chayav chatos, then the order is important, or, I mean...
Correct.
But Stam, you could say it.
Some is he's not saying that, you know, the order is. The presentation of the Shulchan Aruch was Oilo Mencha Shlomim Chatos and Oshem. The reason why that order is chosen is if you look at Parshas VaYikra, the first capital of VaYikra is Oilo, second capital is Mencha, the third capital is Shlomim, and the fourth capital is Chatos, the fifth capital is Oshem. So you're basically following the order of the Psukim. So you're going to take out your Chumash VaYikra and read Parshas Oila, Parshas Mincha, Parshas Shlomim, Parshas Chatos, and Parshas Oshem. That would be the reason. He's saying, but you should take it out of order, as it were, and say Kapitel Dalad of a Yikra before you say Oila, Mincha, and Shlomim. That's the order of the Shulchan Aruch, and why the Magen Rambam is saying, Minastam, you should follow the order of the Shulchan Aruch, of the Chumash, unless you know specifically you need that you should do otherwise. If you're wondering why the order of the Shulchan Aruch was not, why he chose that order, that's why he chose that order. Now, why Rashi chose that order in the Chumash is another question. But, you know, the Shulchan Aruch just followed the order of the Chumash. So you don't say Sarah Zibra's Betzibra, Tezayan.
It's Perak Dalad.
Perak Dalad is the part, is all the Chatos. It starts with the Helam Dabra Shal Tzibra, then the Parakai Mashiach, then the Karman Nasi, and then you have the Parshias of a regular Chatos of a regular Yisrael, either a Kisp or a Seira. Right, so those are the two that's over there. So starting from like Pasuk of Beis, so Pasuk Lamed Hay of Kapitel Dalad is the Parshias of Chatos. betzibur mnei kofrim because of the deniers. Shemra ain tara elazu. So this is a Gemara. This is a Gemara in Brachas, that the Gemara in Brachas says that they used to say it daily. And they said they stopped saying it daily. People shouldn't say that's something which was unique about it. The problem is this specifically is a problem. Now this problem is Zoneno was not from the time of the Mishabura. This is actually a quote from the Ber Hetev, who quotes it from the Shari Knesset HaGadolah, which goes back about 400 years, 500 years ago. You shouldn't make like a big chart up on the wall that says a Saras Dibris on it, because people will say, that's what they have up on the wall. Saras Dibris is because it's something which is unique about it.
Karoim have it on them, isn't
it? Okay.
The New Shalim, they have their own thing.
Really? I've never been there.
In the Old City.
Really?
In their mezuzah, it has.
That's
a
difference.
It doesn't have all
we have. Okay.
I mean, these are not the
Quran.
This is the
Tzedukim
that came before it, but...
Right. They both have had their issues.
The Yarshim of the...
Right. Tzedukim. Okay, now, Yesha Kosvu. But the Domus, there's some who respond to this. This is a Chuba Zarash. There's some who respond to the Chuba Zarash, but they say the following. Originally, if you look at the more it was part of Kriyashma. So it was your mama saying a brocha on it. So that's what the more said was also. If you want to, just even though you before you start the Pesukah de Zimra, if you want to say the Saras Dibris, even if you say it together as a unit, that's not a problem. But Vanam Lakhtin and Lesser Betzibra Klau Klau. But we don't do that. We don't want to get involved in the whole issue. Furthermore, B'yachid Davka Shlo B'secha Tfilo, Alakwa B'secha Brochus Gam L'yachid Oser. And the Yachid also has that problem, not only with the Tzibur. So we're makban on Tzecha Brochus, even for Yachid. We're makban on saying it out loud, even not Tzecha Brochus, even for the Tzibur. Both of them we're going to be makban on. Not to do that. It's an interesting, famous question. The Rambam has a tshuva. The Rambam, Menhagim go. How far back Menhagim go? The Rambam has a tshuva from when he was in Mitzrayim. That they had the minhag. They would stand up for a Saras Dibris by laning. They would sit during laning. For a Saras Dibris, they would stand. He holds it's also to do that because of this problem. The Rambam says you should be mevatel the minhag. It's a minhag tos. It's improper to do that. Which. People nowadays still have that minig. The Mishnah Berurah suggests in that situation that people should stand up, not for the Saras Dibris, but beforehand. The way we do it is we actually start the Aliyah about five psukim before Saras Dibris. So Mishnah Berurah suggests if you do have that minig, you should really stand from the beginning of the Aliyah, not to look like you're standing up for Saras Dibris, because that really is questionable. The Rambam really was very strongly against it. This is an issue which we've been grappling in Klai Yisrael for 900 years. The Rambam already was dealing with how.
What's the issue with standing up?
Because it looks like there's something unique about a Saras Dibris.
Maybe it's just like a memory of when the Jews were makabel a Saras. I mean, what they had in by Marmad Aitzina was a Saras Dibris, and they stood there. And so also.
I understand, but the Rambam says the problem is once the Morris says we don't want to single out a Saras Dibris because of this problem. Would be improper for us to single out the Saras Dibris because of this problem of the Karfur. Right? So we're sitting in front of everything else, and now we stand up, and people are going to say that that's the main part of the Torah, which is, it's not, in the sense of every part of the Torah is, we have...
I mean, the big problem is that the Tzedukim messed it up. Otherwise, you wouldn't have an issue with it.
No, 100%.
Standing up.
Correct.
The Jews stood up then, so we stand up too. I mean, it's not...
I'm
it's not alien. I mean, thing is... That in itself wouldn't be alien. It's like almost like a zecher, just like we do a lot of things that are memory of the way it was. The whole Seder night is like that.
I don't difficult explaining reasons why there's the Sheminig, but yeah. The Rambam's problem is the other way around. The problem is we have
the
Tzedukim issue. Right, correct. Okay. Sif Vov. Parshas Hakavonos Lo Yomer Ela B'Yom. So this concept that we are, the Shalom from the center, that we're going to be Mekayim, bring a Karbonos by saying it, we take it very seriously. You'll see some people have a minute, which he'll mention later on, when they say the terrorists, that you should enumerate them, you should make sure, you should count them, but you should not bite with your fingers the number of them, because you know, because it says if you're missing one of the sum of money, you're chayiv misa. So you only say 10 of the 11, you'd be chayiv misa. Well, the case over there was actually making it improperly. I'm just saying it. So apparently we're taking this idea of in the Shalom Forum Center, we can recreate a korban through speech very seriously. So you can't say it belayla. You can't bring korban as belayla. So they have to be said dafka once it's ready. So Mishnah Berurah will add a kenetzah over here. Let's see Mishnah Berurah. V'ayin l'kavom and simim em zayin sifyut gimel. Okay, let's see Mishnah Berurah. B'yom yud zayin. Then Karbonos Kray Mele B'yom. So we can't say Belilah because you can't bring Karbonos Belilah. It's the Stam. So the way we have in our siddur, we say first the parsha of the kiyur, the parsha of Trumas Hadeshin. Actually, Trumas, some people have the order the other way around, and then we say the korban tamid. So korban tamid is the same problem; you can only bring a biyayim. So, but in the base of mikdash, so Trumas Hadeshin, they actually did Belilah. They actually did Belilah. Kiyur is fascinating because the Mora actually has a shayla. If a kohen was working the whole ayla, so he doesn't have to keep doing kiddush adam reglaim. He did it already at the beginning. It was avoided. So he's busy the whole night putting things on the mizbeach, etc. Once Alois Hashachar comes, the Mora said the Mora has a shayla. There's a din lina on his yedayim. So, if I recall correctly, the Mora is not pushed to Shiloh. So that being said, if I would come early, I'm a kohen. I would come early and do I would do kiddush adam reglayim before Alois Hashachar, and 10 minutes later Alois Hashachar would have. I have the same problem. I have a problem with Lina. I have to wash my hands again. So saying Parshas Kiyur about Lila is interesting. That being said, when we say Kilo Hikrivim, I'm not a kohen. So kilo kriyim means it's kilo I brought the carbon to the base of mikdash and the kayan did his job. So when I'm saying parshas kiyur, it's not like kilo I went to the base of mikdash and washed my hands because I can't wash. I mean I could, but it wouldn't do anything anyway. I'm not even washing my hands. Kiddush adam reglaim because I'm not a kayan. So b'chlal, then you're saying the kiyur was just a zeich of what the kahanim did. So that could be said in the line.
Sfarim don't have the kiyur.
Oh, okay. You should know by the Ashkenazim, not all siddurim have it either. That's not true. Not everybody has Trumas Hadeshin. Some have just Kiyur, not Trumas Hadeshin.
And some Chassidim might have a problem. They daven Mincha after Shkia because they say Kabbonis before Mincha.
That's true too.
A lot of times they start davening way after Shkia.
There's other issues with that besides. Okay. Mimein Le Panai, Yochel Lermer Gam Kain Parshas a Kabbonis Belayla. You could say, Lila, you're not giving Mekayim the yin of the Shalom Forum so say no, but you're Mekayim the yin of learning about the parshas of Kabbonis. Do you have to stand? Because Kabbonis, when you're Makrim Kabbonis, the law was you had to stand. So the Mishabura later on is going to talk about that. So you're supposed to stand, it's not Makrim standing. Right. He talks about, he brings, where is it? That the Magen Roma says that they have to be said by Mida. The Charchuber brings that some are arguing that you don't need a Mida. So we'll see later on when we get over there. But there is again, and the question of the Mida is because I'm not the Makriv. The Kohen has to, the Loch is the Kohen who does avoid the yeshiva as possible. But I'm not the Makriv. The Kohen's the Makriv.
But you're standing in the area of the Beis HaMikdash, right? In that general area, you can't sit there.
That's true.
That's number two. When the kohen is doing all this, he's not wearing shoes either. So I mean, how far do we take this?
Exactly.
He doesn't take his shoes off.
Exactly. So again, that's not me.
Yeah.
So practically, by the way, came to the Beis
HaMikdash. No, even the Yisrael didn't wear shoes in the Harabai. I mean, when he went up to Beis HaMikdash.
That was the point. You can't be nichlus in menorah because it wasn't derech kavod. It's not the kind of there's a halacha that he has to touch the ground because the kedusha of the zorah is necessary for the korban. It's a totally different level of need. In other words, if Yisrael walks in with his shoes on, he doesn't make the korban kosher apostle. Uh-huh. The kind is everybody but wearing shoes, the korban is apostle. Uh-huh. Right. Fine. Kosev b'shlod b'shabbos yontel lo yomer he rotsin. Then korban nedava bobehem. So you don't say that he rotsin that I should be, Akilai brought this korban, Akilai brought that korban, because you can't bring the korbanos on Shabbos or Yom Tov. But parshiyus and hefsed lo yomer, but you can say the parshiyus kikar b'tara like you're learning tara. Come welcome imu ben tara mutav yersa sheyasim parshiyus the yomer mish. Fine. If you're just saying out learning, so you have other things to learn. A person who that's going to be his learning for the day, so we don't want to delete from his learning every day of the week. He's an Amoritz, but he learns every morning. He says the different parshas of Kabbalah, so that adds to his exclusive limud. So Shabbos do it also. The Talmud Chacham was going to be learning something else instead. You know, if you want to be saved in the place of a korban during the week, fine. It's not the place of a korban. We cannot bring the korban oil on Shabbos, the korban shlomim on Shabbos anyway. Although what's interesting is a good thing to learn. So I have better things to learn right now. I want to be Marvis Edra. Mishu Ovo Lo Yerma Parshas HaKabonis.
Ovel?
So he means during Shiva. And the question here is because even though we say in place of Hakrova, so the parts where actual part of davening they're kavua in davening itself, even though a person is an oval is not allowed to learn Torah, so he says all of that. The parashiyos, which is it's a toiv loymar, it's a hosof. It's not part of the actual standard nusach tefillah. And the mice, it's a parasha of liman haTorah. He shouldn't say it during the week of Shiva. Okay. The language of Mishu Oval is a little bit misleading. It means during Shiva. Zayin kishayim parshas la'ayla yarmer he wrote some of anecha shiye zech kosher v'makulo makubo kilograph the ayla. So after the parsha of ayla, you say, which is the first one you say in our order, you should say he wrote some that the Russian should accept what I said as if I brought a carbon ayla. Chen yarmer acher parshas memincha v'ashlamim neshe boyim ben adava. So all of these you could sort of say. It should count like that. Now, chayav is an osham. You can't say that he wrote it and it should count as if I brought it. But you could say, if I'm chayav to bring it, it should count like I brought it. That you could say. But just say, I feel I brought it, that's improper. You can't offer it on your own. Boy min adaba, za yud ches. Aval achar parshas zechatos, lo yom rikain, fish ena bob min adaba. You don't say after parshas zechatos because you can't offer a chatos on your own. Can't over a veirish chatos. If you know that you've been over an aver which is chayv chatos, then you would say it. Mechain oshem, oshem toli, kamelon dein and bob and adava. Chatos oshem and oshem toli cannot be brought up in adava. There's five different oshemas. Oshem nazir is not relevant bisman hazeh because we're not nazirim. Oshem mitzar is not relevant bisman hazeh because we're not mitzaroyim. Oshem shivcha harufa hopefully is not, you know, for most people is not relevant bisman hazeh. It's the only way it works is she's a shivcha kananis, which is half freed, which is possible as manazeh married to an eved ivri. An eved ivri we don't have as manazeh because it's only as man shiyavul noyeg, so we can't have an eved ivri. So shivcha roof is out either. So three of them are out. But asher meilus is theoretically possible. A person was makdish something as manazeh becomes hektish, belongs to beis hamikdash. Even though there's no beis hamikdash, but if I say this belongs to hektish, I'm makdish it. It's hektish. That doesn't change. So the person would then use it, he'd be chayav at Asham Eilus. But he can't bring it on Asham Eilus because there's no Beis HaMikdash. Or Asham Gzeilus is a person denies a chayav moment through a shua, or denies that he stole something through a shua, he's chayav to bring a korban Asham afterwards. And Asham Tolu is a case where a person is not sure if he's chayav or chayav, he brings an Asham Tolu.
So that
could be relevant as Anasam. They quote from the Marshal, the Yeshem Af Lacher Chatas Vashem Yehirotz, and we should say the Yehirotz after the Chatas and Ashem. Rak Shira Mibaloshin Sofik. We say it conditionally. Dahainu, he wrote some of Hanecha, Imavarti Avera, Shechyom Malel Katos, she is an extra of Kilikrafti Katos. Bimlav, Yikakar Batara. So you make it tonight. I don't want it to say, in other words, again, we're taking this idea of Nesham from us was saying very seriously. If I mean it to Bataras, Achatos, and it's not, I'm not really Chayv Achatos, it's improper, it's wrong. So I want to say, I'm just learning it, I'm just learning. I'm allowed to learn the parsha of the Chatos. So I say, if I'm Chayv Achatos, I want it to count as if I brought a Chatos. And if I'm not Chayv Achatos, I don't want it to count as if I bring a Chatos, because that's raw and proper. So I mean, Batar, just for learning. Okay, Gav, the Yermagav, Kimel, Acha, Parsha, Zosha. That's the Shlo. That's the Marshal. Acham, Agan, Roma, Hiksha, Oid. Ech, Yermagav, the Chayv Achatos. What do you mean if Chayv Achatos? Ho Kaimel and Dinyan Achatos, the boy Yedia Betchilo Shechota. The halacha, you're not Chayv Achamel Achatos, until you become aware that you did the Avera. That's a requirement of Yedia. So a person was Makalo Shabbos, and then realized he was Makalo Shabbos, he's Chayv Achatos. So then it's not Im. I know that I'm Chayv Achatos. So where's the case of if I'm Chayv Achatos? Right? Alken Hela Mogan Ram, the Yin Achatos, Lo Yermakal Yerotzen. But by Oshem, it's possible. I'm not sure if I'm Chayv Achatos or an Oshem Tolli. Yeah, that's possible. Then you'll use the language of it tonight. However, if the person believes, you know, I seem to recall that I might have one time really been Mechal Shabbos. I probably knew B'Shas Ma'isa, I just don't remember right now for sure. So that means you had a Yediyah at one point in time, then you are Chayv Achatos. So then you could say the Hirotzen. If you're actually concerned about the possibility, you could say the Hirotzen.
Once,
yeah, theoretically. Now, it's interesting, I'm not sure how you would say it. Let's say a person forgot about Shabbos and turned on the light. It comes Sunday morning and says, oh, Kaval, you know, I turn on a light on Shabbos. I'm Chayv Achatos. So how would he say it? He says, in English you'd say, well, if I'm supposed to be Achatos, this should be for Achatos. You know, the problem is, that's not right. It's not correct. If I know what, I should say, I should say, period. This should count for Achatos, because I know what I'm Chayv Achatos. So when's the Im? That's the Mogen Rambam's problem. There's no case of Im. In English, we would talk like that. Since, if, you know, we use it all, not very precisely. So over here, we're trying to be precise. Okay. Sivches. Yomer imger kabanas pasuk v'shachatos hayer mizbeach tzafan l'fnei Hashem. So you should say together with the parts of the kabanas. So this is a. If you look at the Bergerla, this is Arches Chaim, which is one of the Rishonim. And you should say the pasuk of Veshachatos Al Yerachem is Tzefan Al Hashem. It's based on Avikar Rabba, last week's parsha of there's a medrash in Vayikra. So Mr. Bruce is going to quote the medrash. Imer Kabbonis Yivtes Chayim Logim Loimer. After Parsha Satama, we say it after Parsha Satama. The point is, we should say it sometime during the process. We should say this pasuk, and why is that? Shachatos Hayachem is Tzefan L'fnei Hashem. These are a medrash chav. The Chol Mishoisik Omer Pasuk Zeh Hakadosh Baruch Hu Zecher Akedas Yitzchok. When we read this pasuk, the medrash says, "Rosh remembers Akedas Yitzchok." Now, the reason behind it that I once gave a 45-minute shiur on it. Rebaron actually spoke out of this last Friday. He also gave a 45-minute shiur on why the two connect. Why is the pasuk of Tzafon of Nei Hashem connect to Kedesh Yitzchok? That's medrash Torah. But the Maisa, the medrash says that. Let's do one more sif and we'll finish the simon. Tess. Yesh noigim lomer parshas akir. Like Mishabur mentioned before, we say the Parshas Akir, the Parshas Shumas Adeshin, and Vachakach Parshas Atamid, then you say Parshas Atamid, Parshas Mizbech Mitar Keteris, Parshas Amoni Keteris, Vasiyasa. So then we talk about, which that's our order that we follow. We say we mention the Kir, Shumas Adeshin, Tamid, then we mention the Psukim of there's the psukim. There's two different sets of psukim for the Keteris. There's the psukim of which are talking about being makterit, which is actually later on. It's in Vayikra in Kapitel Yuchaf Dalad. And then we go back and we mention that the Simani Keteris, which is in Parshas Kisiso. So v'nemar, we're in the middle of the paragraph, it brings the two psukim over there. You should be marked on a b'boker b'boker b'heteres and nurse yachtireno v'nemar, and that v'yemar shemal moshe, and you should take the chosamim not to b'shchetz v'chelam l'samim alo nazaka. So we say all those psukim, and then we go into the brises and the mishnayos, which you know the brises and the gemaras, which explain exactly how to bring the Torahs properly. Okay. Okay. The next siman, is there anything I'm doing in Bir Halacha? Just 1 second. Oh, there's interesting Bir Halacha, one point over here in the Bir Halacha. It's on page Vav. So it says, the Bir Halacha is all one piece of Bir Halacha. Before he goes again, what are the psukim you're supposed to say? He talks about, we should say Parshas and Nesachim. Then he says, 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 lines down on page 12 into the Bir Halacha, but Sarchlis Vadas Kadam Kriyas Parshas HaKabonis. When the person would bring a korban in the Mikdash, he would do smicha on the korban, and he would say vidi when he did the smicha. So if we're going to bring the korban, especially a korban which is common for a chait, you have to say vidi beforehand. That's a fair shadin. Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, in Perek Aleph, the Rambam presents the halachas of virui in context of korban, bring makar korbanos, that you say virui before you makar of the korban. That's how it's presented in halacha. If virui b'moben, like we pointed out in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, virui has to be said standing. So if a person is seriously saying this because he wants to be makar of the korban, or he feels he has a chiv to bring the korban, he really would have a chiv. Now it doesn't have to be the fullness of virui, Hashem begad no gazal, but you have to say virui on the chait. If I'm reading the Parshas Chatos because I turn on the light on Shabbos by mistake, and therefore I'm reading the next morning I'm reading Parshas Chatos, I have to say Vidri on Hashem Chatosay Visi Pshati, and I was turning the light on Shabbos. But Hashem, please be mechaper what I did. I will try not to do it again. Right? The Rambam, when he talks about the halacha of Vidri, the Rambam puts into Vidri. He did a b'shagig. The Morris actually says that tshuva and shugah is much harder than tshuva and mezid. Because the mezid, you feel bad. You realize you did something really wrong. Shugah, it wasn't bad. I made a mistake. I forgot. That's exactly what the problem with shugah is. But you have to have charata that you did it. You have to undertake somewhere not to do it again. And then you have to express, the Rambam says, and when he talks about Hitler, you have to express, prepare these thoughts that you were Gerber Belev. That's all part of Vidur according to the Rambam. So that which we say, the Hashem no alone, that's not sufficient according to the Rambam. There's a steer in Rambams, but the simple reading of the Rambam beginning of Perek Beis and Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam says that the correct Nusach of Vidur is, the person before you say Vidur, you have to do Tshuva, because saying Vidur without doing Tshuva is Vidur Peh, which is Osir. So you do Tshuva, and Tshuva has two parts. It has Charot Olover and Kabbalah Olosit. Then when he says, when you say Vida, you have to, so you've done both of those you do believe. Then, you start with Hitzi B'Swasov, when you say Vida, Mashi Garma believe that, which you decided. So, I feel bad that I turned the light on Shabbos. I will take steps not to do it again. And please be mechaper me. That's the Nusach of the realm of Vida. So that's the Vida you say. And we really should say in Yom Kippur also. A person aware of, besides the Shamno, besides all the different Nuskos, a person really should, some point over Yom Kippur, I once asked the Baruch Hu, did he do tshuva in Yom Kippur? He said he was too busy davening, he didn't have time to do tshuva. It's serious. Tshuva is a serious thing. If you think about something, you have to work. What are you going to do to make sure you don't do it again? I'm never going to do it again. I feel bad. Really, that's not tshuva. It has to be real. It has to be a plan. What am I going to do to make sure that I don't do it again? I'm not going to be lashon hara again. But you're going home tomorrow, ben zmanim, you're going to see your old friends and ask them, what's tzuchin yeshiva? And next thing you know, you're saying lashon hara. So what's your plan? So, you know, you have to come up with a plan. Good, once you come up with a plan, that's part of readers to say it according to the Rambam. Makes it real. So sometimes in Kippur, you're going to take, you know, at least one or two or three of Eiris and do real vidui. And you know what? I can guarantee you most people don't. You know, because they say it, and then we say vidui 10 times in Yom Kippur, and we say this and that, we cover everything, but not the way the Rambam says you're supposed to say it. Okay, let's hold it here.